Hello and welcome to the Basis podcast, Agronomy Matters. I'm Jade Prince, Business Development Manager at Basis, and this month we have a Basis special as we speak to three members of the Basis team. We've got Stephen Jacob, Chief Executive Officer. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Jade.
We've got Andy Brooks, Head of Education and Membership Services. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Jade. How are you doing?
And we've got Theresa Meadows, Head of Environment, Audit and Public Affairs. Hi, Theresa.
Hi, Jade. Hi, listeners.
Well, thank you all for joining us today. My first question is for you, Stephen. I wondered if you wanted to start by sharing the highlights of 2022 for Basis.
I will do. Thank you very much, Jade. It's almost too many to list. It's delightful, really, how quickly things are moving within the organisation. But I thought I'd try and pick a few highlights out from the different departments that we have. So starting with auditing and compliance, auditing and stores inspection is one of the things that we started doing first as an organisation. And I'm pleased to say it's still a really integral part of the business that we have and a really important service that we have for the industry. And one of the delightful things that we've been involved in, being led by Theresa, is the review of the actual stores inspection standards. And that will be released very, very shortly. In fact, I think it's been released this week as you listen to this podcast. But that's what's so good about that is actually sort of making the standards in a much more legible format, but also the industry involvement we've had and the engagement we've had with different stakeholders within the industry. So, there's almost too many people to thank, but it has been a great effort all around. And then if we look at education and training, just looking back at the figures, I'm currently going through the end of year reports for the trustees at the moment. And in 2022, we had a 15% growth in candidate numbers, which actually puts us back ahead of where we were pre-pandemic. And something obviously I keep a very keen interest on and a keen eye on. But that's fantastic because for me, that's a real indicator of the health of the industry and the new entrants that are coming into the industry as well. So for me, that is definitely a highlight. Second highlight in the education train would be the training zone at CropTech, which, of course, you led, Jade. And it's the second year that we've done that. And I didn't get to witness the first one, but I was so pleased, actually, with how well it worked. The engagement of other people coming in and giving up their time to talk about different training opportunities within the industry. And, well done, Jade. I thought that was really excellent.
Thank you very much.
And then moving on to membership, membership is really key to what we do. And a highlight for me always is getting out and meeting members, whether that's through committees, whether that's through other organisation stakeholder groups, or whether that's face-to-face exhibitions. And that's obviously one of the parts that I really enjoy the most, actually. And again, the industry was back to normal in 2022. The numbers were back to where we'd expect to be from a sort of membership engagement at these events. And I didn't get to as many exhibitions as I'd like to, but I got to as many as I could. But without doubt, the feedback we have and the opportunity to speak to people face to face is invaluable for us. And, if I do get to see you in a show in 2023, do come up and say hello to us. Don't just get your CPD points. Tell us what you're thinking and how we can work together in the future. And then a fourth part of the business, which is relatively new to us, which is the digital training platform, the digital learning platform we have called Basis Classroom. And this obviously is a real benefit for our members. So those of you who are unfamiliar with it, is a way that we can present CPD to members behind a membership paywall initially. And all sorts of great content on there from industry partners. We've had courses from manufacturers, from distributors being involved. We've also got not-for-profit organisations as well, like AHDB, who did a great course on the recommended list and varietal choice. And this is something which grew really out of the pandemic, but it's proved its worth. And over the last 12 months, we had sort of 14,000 course completions. And this is individual modules which have been completed by one of our members. So that's really fantastic to see how that's taken off and something that we'll continue to support and commit to in the future. And in addition to that, we had our first paid for content launch through that platform. And that was our Principles of Sustainable Land Management. Very new to us. It was a real great project to work on, and many of the people sat around this table, but also within the Basis organisation were involved in that. And the feedback that we've had again from people who completed that course has been absolutely immense. And our own digital learning design team that we have in-house, the subject matter expertise led by Theresa, has been really fantastic there. So if you haven't had a look at it, I do urge you, listeners, to go onto our website and have a look at it, because I do think it's a great opportunity to upskill yourself for the changes that are coming down the road for us as an industry very, very quickly. And then finally, really on a company point of view, two things really. Again, with Theresa's involvement, we committed to go net zero by 2050. And this is a huge commitment for us, backed by the trustee board of basis, and also to be nature positive as well. And it's showing our credentials really in this area to drive forward and actually practice what we preach in many respects. And the final thing really is to say just, thank you to everybody who supported us. And it has meant massive growth for us as an organisation. It's incredible at the moment. We've got lots of new people on board within the organisation. We're still growing as a team, and that's really to meet the requirements of the industry and to carry on supporting the different industry sectors that we work within.
Brilliant. Thank you, Stephen. It's always great to get a personal shout out as well. So I'll be expecting the same from Theresa and Andy now. No, it's been a really successful year for Basis and supporting members for a sustainable future, which is obviously our aim. And clearly that's set to continue. So that's brilliant. Thanks, Stephen. So thinking about the future now, I'll come to you first, Theresa. As our listeners will be aware, the UK is committed to achieving net zero greenhouse gases by 2050, and the NFU aims to be net zero in agriculture by 2040. So I thought we would start by talking about net zero and greenhouse gas emissions. So many farmers and advisors are already actively working towards reducing emissions on farm, but could you tell us a bit more about what they are doing and what they could be doing in 2023 to advance on this?
Yeah, thanks, Jade. And I think, like you say, there's lots of interest in what we can do to achieve net zero. And I think, like Stephen says, we as a business are looking at it as well. We've started doing our carbon footprint, learning what's involved, and then thinking about the measures that we can take to achieve those targets. And I think that similar approach is being reflected on farm. Lots of people are thinking about what that means and increasing their knowledge and learning about what net zero is, what greenhouse gas emissions are, and how that all relates to climate change, and then thinking about where they sit as a farm on that. Different people across different areas in their supply chains have got different drivers for doing that, from the supply chain, from their customers, and from the business itself. Often it's said the more productive you are and focus on efficiency, the better that is for carbon and climate change. But if you don't know where you are, you don't know where to go, and to measure is to manage. And so lots of people are currently, and I'm sure many of you have, looking at how they footprint their business. And there's some good tools out there that you can look at doing it, whether that's on a per product basis, whether that's on an enterprise or as a system across your rotation. All the tools are slightly different. They all use different models. And so it's choosing one and that works for you, in terms of how you input the data and the data that's there. But I think the aim is the consistency. So choose one tool and find the data that you need. Think about the data that it's asking for. And that's certainly something as a business that we've looked at, and then be able to feed that in. And then it's from there, what measures can you do to achieve the reduction? I think most people that fill those in, particularly on the arable horticulture, agriculture side, it's a focus on nitrogen, focus on manures and how we can manage those. And so thinking about putting fertilizer on, which is very appropriate this time of the year, as we all start thinking about going out in fields and thinking about the efficiency of that. Are there any advantages, new technologies that we can use in that respect, and thinking about nitrogen use efficiency, and then all the other areas, thinking about soils and building soil health and organic matters, thinking about waste, thinking about energy and renewables and those areas. So I think for me, it's what we're, where we are, what we need to do, where we start, and then what measures can be done from there.
Fantastic. Lots for people to be thinking about. And I know we've got the low carbon agriculture event coming up next week. Would you suggest that as a recommendation for people to attend?
Yeah, I think like all these things, the more things you do, the more you learn. And there's nothing like talking to people and getting that information. And I know lots of the people we've been working with in terms of building new courses and things are going to be there, and those stakeholders. So, yeah, that's definitely one way you can meet those people and start having those discussions.
And obviously you can pick up some CPD points whilst you're there.
And you can.
Perfect. So what are Basis doing to support the industry with greenhouse gas reduction?
So I think Basis, as we'd all recognise, and I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, you've probably done a Basis course in the past, or read Jade's blog. There you go, Jade. In the past. And we're really known in terms of providing those tools, that knowledge, that technology, but that's practical and applied to agriculture within the sector. And we see knowledge around carbon, around greenhouse gases and around climate change as one of the key areas to that we all need to upskill our knowledge in the future. So with an industry working group from right across the industry, organisations, consultants, advisors, farmers, market people that are involved in carbon markets, we've come together and put together a new certificate in greenhouse gases, carbon and climate change mitigation. It's a level 5 course, so similar to our soil and water course and our certificate in sustainable land management. And it's a 5-day course that goes into all the details about the legislation, about the context, about how it works both on a global basis and in the UK, about all that legislation that we know about, and then about the impacts of that in terms of climate change and how we see that, how we can adapt. And then really into the detail of emissions, of sequestration and storage, of how we can assess our carbon, and that goes back to that footprinting, but also the modelling, looking at the nuances of how different systems work, which are the figures that we know, maybe we don't know, and what to use. The mitigation measures and what can be done on farm or as an advisor to recommend. And then, which is probably a first even for BASIS, is thinking about the carbon credits and markets and actually thinking about how you would value your carbon on farm and potentially look at marketing that in the future. There's lots of terms I've learned, insetting and offsetting. I'm now familiar with GWP star versus GWP 100. I think it's one of those areas that what you don't know, you don't know. And actually, there's a real opportunity for us all to learn. So we're really delighted. We've got some new trainers that we're working with to deliver that course. It'll be available from the spring and really applicable if you're an advisor and would like to learn more, or if you're a farmer, a land manager, and want to be able to put that into practice on your own farm. And then from there, we're looking at creating a course to talk about the principles in the same way as Stephen said about the sustainable land management, to kind of think about the principles of carbon. What are those high level areas that we can be working at on farm, and make that available through the BASIS classroom as well as in person?
Brilliant. Thank you. So there'll be a variety of face-to-face and online options, which is brilliant. So alongside greenhouse gas emission reduction, environmental groups are pushing policymakers to recognise nature recovery as being as important as reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Do you think active habitat management will become more important as we move into 2023? And what are the benefits of habitat management in the bigger picture?
Yeah, and I think, as we always say, farming, the environment, climate change, they all go hand in hand. And the more we work for one, the more, the others benefit as well. And so, working for biodiversity, working to improve and reduce our greenhouse gas emissions are all interlinked. And in some ways, Jade, the things we talked about earlier, thinking about our manures and organic amendments, thinking about soil health and focusing on our nutrition and the inputs, all then have that impact and benefit as well on biodiversity, and thinking about how we can use options around the edge of the field and in field to enhance that. As we know, we've got kind of new targets that have come from government, we can talk about those and delve into those, but generally thinking about enhancing our biodiversity and enhancing the ecology around our farms and making that work for us. There's a new things to talk about is all about nutrient cycling and getting our soils in the condition they work for us, and similarly with beneficials and the biologicals, how can that enhance our systems and our rotations and our cropping for the future? So yeah, I think it's a definite focus, but I think one that will it only serve to enhance our farmed environment.
Definitely. And what are BASIS offering to support the industry with habitat management in particular?
And I think in a similar way to this, to the carbon and climate change and greenhouse gases, I think many of us have taken part in environmental stewardship schemes, doing what we need to in terms of cross compliance and things. But actually, what more can we do? And to take advantage of these new schemes, how might we think about planning our habitats and increasing biodiversity? What does a good wild bird seed mix look like? How do I manage the weeds? Jade, in my pollen and nectar mix is often the question, and what species of grassland is, it means that I've got a good you know, species on the farm in that. And so we've developed the principles of sustainable land management, as Stephen's talked about, which gives the ideas across all of those areas, kind of biodiversity, soil, water, grassland, historic environment, to be able to support the sustainable farming incentive and habitat management on the ground. And then we've just updated the beta conservation management course, which has been a really popular course over a number of years, to become the certificate in sustainable land management that now brings into all the great bits of the beta conservation management. That's got the biodiversity, it's got IPM, we've got soil and water, but we've brought in thinking about the economics, we've thought about digital mapping, we've thought about how that works across the landscape, and really creating a course that to think about how these schemes would work on farm as an advisor, or if you're a farmer and land manager and want to really make the most of those options on farm, how what legislation do I need to do, and how can I put that into practice on farm?
Brilliant, thanks Teresa. We come to your final question for now, and you've led me nicely into it by already mentioning the SFI standards. So we've got three standards that were made available in 2022. We've got the arable and horticultural soils, improved grassland soils and moorland, but DEFRA have now announced six new standards that will be introduced this year. Is there any help for advisors and farmers who might be unsure of SFI offering?
And I think what's been brilliant for us as BASIS and for us as an industry is that recognition of the education and training that BASIS provides and that support that we've talked about, but also those professional advisors that are out there in the industry. BASIS advisors, both on the crop protection side and the nutrition side, are able to work with you as part of the SFI to think about the integrated pest management tools available on the farm, to think about how you manage nutrient management and to see what areas can be improved, and similarly on the environmental side. And so we've got BASIS professional register members that many of you have got on farm, or you know, you are yourselves and are looking at how you can put those new standards into practice. And then we've got some new areas, the environmental advisors register, the register of sheep advisors, and those advisors are able to kind of help out and navigate. And the environmental advisors register specifically was a new scheme that we introduced last year to allow professional recognition of the role of an environmental advisor in delivering that advice and with their background, but also to encourage, you know, new people coming into the industry to take on that role so we can help and support people in this area that's going to become more important in the future. So yeah, I'd say the BASIS is the place to come through, Jade, on all levels, whether it's education or whether that's advice, whether you're a farmer or yourselves as advisors, you know, hopefully there's some new courses in there that would be of interest.
Brilliant. Thanks, Teresa. We'll leave you alone for now. Right, we'll come over to Andy. We'll take a little bit of a change of direction and talk about Neroso. So I think it goes without saying that we're really excited at BASIS to have taken on the management of the National Register of Sprayer Operators on behalf of the Voluntary Initiative. And I think it will sit really nicely alongside the registers that BASIS already manage. But maybe you could expand on how BASIS and Neroso fit together.
Thank you, Jade. Yeah, it'd be my pleasure to do so. So BASIS is a professional standards organisation, and it's been going for some 40 years, Stephen.
45
years, which is fantastic. And it started off with the stores in an auditing role. And in the last 30 years or so, it's kind of developed out into the training and the professional register side. So many people listening will obviously be hopefully be members of the professional register. So we've got loads and loads and loads of experience of managing registers, and Neroso is a register in its own right. So we can bring lots of experience from having managed our own registers to help manage the Neroso register. It's something that we're really, really, really looking forward to doing. And it's, as you said, it's really exciting here. There's a real buzz about the place. This last couple of weeks has been quite frantic, but it's been really rewarding just to see everyone really getting into the idea of Neroso. So lots of plans going forward.
Brilliant. Yeah, like you say, there's been a brilliant buzz around the office. And you touched on there that it's going to be operated separately. It's got its own dedicated team to service its members, including a dedicated phone line and new website as well.
That's correct, yes.
Brilliant. And what about shows this year? Will we see BASIS and Neroso together?
We absolutely will, Jade. So shows are, as Stephen sort of highlighted in his introductory bit, the shows and the trade shows and the exhibitions are kind of the key times of year for us. They're the bits that, you know, are the icing on the cake. We really, really enjoy going to them. Getting out, meeting the members is what we really love to do. You know, we spend a lot of time in the office doing the admin side, but getting out and meeting people is just the best bit, and it's the bit that I love the most. So you will see us at Cereals on stand 940A, so that will be a combined stand with the VI, obviously Neroso ourselves, and NSTS. So that's right on the corner, the Sprays Arena. So that's going to be great. That's a move for us as Basis onto the outskirts of the arena. So we'll be right in the thick of it, and it'll be Basis, and it'll be Neroso, the VI, and NSTS. So you'll be able to come and get your points for both registers on the same stand. So that's going to be really great. It's going to be really manic, actually.
Yeah, it's going to be a very busy stand, very popular at the show.
It certainly is. We'll be going to Groundswell as well, obviously. We go to Groundswell as Basis, but we will be going there as Neroso as well, I'm sure. CropTech is a great event. We love going to CropTech in November over in Peterborough. The VI and Neroso have always had separate stands, but this year we will be having a joint stand together, so that'll be good fun, and that's quite a focused event. It's quite a croppy event, and we get to meet lots of members there, and they're always buzzing, they're always coming to see us, not just to get the points, but just to have a chat as well, and you know, we really do welcome people coming to see us at CropTech. And of course Llama will obviously be next year now, but that'll be a big event for the Neroso members, lots and lots of members there, and again that will be a joint stand between the two of us. And there will be other smaller events which we will go to, perhaps the machinery show and maybe some others, but those are still in the planning just at the moment.
Fantastic. And why is it important for spray operators to be part of Neroso?
Now, that's a really important question, Jade, to be fair. And it's probably something that maybe members think themselves, why are we members? Well, I think it's really important, to be honest, because Neroso is a membership, it's a membership register, it's a professional register, and I think that's key. You know, in times of, we live in an age where farmers and the farming sector are under greater and increasing scrutiny in everything that we do. You know, there's people out walking the countryside, looking over hedges, seeing what's going on, you know, and there's lots of questions asked, and people don't always know what's going on in the countryside, you know, and if someone's dry bombing along in a big 36 meter sprayer, you know, putting chemicals on, there's lots of people out there who don't really understand why that's necessary. And I think, you know, then they challenge, people do get challenged, don't they, as to why are you spraying, what are you putting these chemicals on the land for. And I think, you know, being able to be part of a professional register where operators have to be trained, they have to prove their trains, they have to undertake continuing professional development, they have to keep their knowledge and their skills up to date, they have to do that on an annual basis, they have to keep up with all the change in the sector, not just for the technology and the sprays and the nozzles and all that kind of stuff, but also there's some of the legislation and, you know, some of the softer side. So why is it important? How can we engage with the public and explain to them why it's important what we do, how the spraying, you know, can help lead, or does lead to, you know, good yielding, healthy crops that ultimately put food on our table. And I think that's really important. And being a member of Neroso is kind of an organization that will hopefully provide some kind of ownership or part of a club to make people feel that they are part of something that's actually really important within the sector. Because without the spray operators, we can have all the agronomists in the world, can't we? But if there's no one there to put the chemicals on, they're very important. And I think membership of Neroso is really fundamental going forward. And that's aside from all the admin side in terms of crop assurance schemes and the need to do it. You know, we have to do it, but there needs to be more than just having to do it. It's people want to do it and be members.
Definitely, yeah, very important. And just the importance of it is partly a benefit of obviously becoming a member. Mm. Could you touch on a few more of the benefits for members?
Of course I can, Jade. Yeah, there are lots of benefits of being a member. So we just talked about the training and professional development. You know, it's about being more effective and learning about application of products, and knowledge of products as well, not just the application of them, keeping up to date, particularly around regulations and legislation developments, which change all the time, as we know. Improve job opportunities if you're on the register, then, you know, in terms of looking for new jobs, it's good for the CV, and you know, you can say how many points you've gained within that year so far, so that prospective employers can see how engaged you are with that CPD process. There's access to an annual training event which runs kind of November to February time. Which is a great way to keep up to date with the industry information and the updates, and those that's training put on an annual basis. They get the Pro Operator magazine 3 times a year, which is a great publication. It's not a full-size A4 page document magazine, but it's a little bit smaller and it fits nicely by in front of the steering wheel of your tractor or your spray machine. And that's really good. It's a variety of industry topics. It's about training, and that, as we understand, is extremely well received within the sector, and we know people really rate it, and that will be continuing as we go forward. They get access to eOperator, which is an online resource which helps deliver essential training and information for spray operators, and really importantly for us moving forward as in transition is access to the dedicated customer support team. So as we're sat here upstairs at the moment in Basis HQ, downstairs there's an office of membership staff, and within that membership team is a specific Neroso team, and they're there sat on the phones taking calls. Your calls will be answered in a timely fashion. We want to talk to you, we want to hear what's going on, and we're really, really happy to help. And as we go forward in terms of the website development, as we do currently for professional register members, Neroso members will be able to log on to their secure membership area to update information, to keep a track of your CPD points, to register for events and all kinds of stuff. So there's lots and lots of membership benefits.
Brilliant. Yeah, no reason not to sign up. So you've already mentioned a few of the aspects of what's happening with the transition, but are there going to be any further changes with the transition over to Basis? You already mentioned, obviously, the stand being together at shows and the dedicated team that we've got here. Is there anything further that you wanted to add?
Yeah, I think one of the key messages is that we will be moving the scheme from a 3-year scheme to an annual scheme. And that's kind of to bring it in line with the professional registers that we've been running here at Basis for 30 years. It's a way of managing the scheme we feel is easier to manage from a personal perspective. So annual CPD requirements and an annual payment as well, rather than splitting things over 3 years and perhaps not engaging in the first couple of years, or first 2.5 years, and then suddenly we're going to get 30 points, makes it more difficult to do that over that time frame. So we're going to move into an annual scheme, and that process will take a little bit of time as we work through the membership.
Fantastic. And you mentioned earlier, Stephen, the Basis Classroom and the success there. Is there any plans to make Basis Classroom available in the future to Neroso members?
I think watch this space, Jade. That's one of the real benefits of bringing the two schemes together, is that we can look at how we can provide some of the course content which we're delivering to agronomists to sprayer operators. And I think that's really exciting, actually. It's a nice development that might come forward fairly shortly.
Fantastic. And Andy, back to you, sorry. For anyone with queries about their Neroso membership or becoming a member, where should they be going for help?
Well, they can certainly go to the Neroso website, which remains unchanged. It is neroso.org.uk. It's a nice new spangly website. It's very clean, it's very fresh, and I hope members will enjoy using it. And as I said a moment ago, we are rolling things out over time, so bear with us, and in shortly you'll be able to access your own membership area, you'll be able to join online and so on. So that's coming over the next coming couple of weeks. And of course there's a dedicated phone line support. The number is 01335 210 849. That's 01335 210 849, where you will gain access to our dedicated Neroso team. We'll be very happy to take your call and help you as best as they can.
Brilliant. The way you read that number out then made me feel like I might be signing up to win a prize, Andy. Yeah.
Some points being prizes, I don't know, maybe.
Brilliant. Okay. So we already discussed what success 2022 was for Basis, Stephen. But as we know, the industry is constantly changing and adapting, and Teresa and Andy have given us an insight into that. But I didn't know if you might like to summarise how Basis is looking to support the ever-changing industry as we move into 2023.
Yeah, thank you, Jade. It's an interesting time at the moment. I mean, as an organisation, we're seeing the need and requirements for our services more and more. And we're looking to upskill our staff. We're looking to bring new skills into the company as well, so we can support our members and our students and the companies where we conduct our audits in the best way that we possibly can. So I think there's going to be quite a lot of growth there. We've already mentioned the new stores inspection scheme standard, which is going live this month, actually, February. So that would be a great step forward. From the training side, clearly there's going to be a focus on the environment and looking to see how we can support that transition under new agri-environmental law. We're going through a period of unprecedented change, and I really recognise that from both the growers and the farmers' perspective, but also the agronomists and advisors' perspective as well. And I've never known a period of such change in all of my career. I don't think I ever will again. I think this is a really sort of pivotal moment for all of us as we transition away from area payments, and we've got the 25-year environment plan, which we're now 5 years of the way through. So that there is great opportunity there, and I think it's for us to develop with the industry training courses which are going to support their transition and the advice that's required. On the membership side, Andy's covered very well how we're going to be working with the sprayer operators on the Roseau register. And I think it's still continuing to work with members of the Environment Advisors register as well. I think that's got a lot of legs, actually. Only launched last year. We've got this period of a window of opportunity at the moment for people who want to join sort of a prior experience, and that will close at the end of this calendar year, and then it will be through qualification to entry. But people who are working in that area, and perhaps a crop protection certificate or a FACTS fertilizer certificate isn't suitable for them, I would recommend they go down the sustainable land management route and have a look at the Environment Advisors register. So I think really it's continuing to do what we do and do it well and support everyone where we can in the best way that we can. We're not a lobbying organisation, so we don't lobby as such, but we do work very, very closely with the regulators and with the Environment Agency, Natural England, etc. And I think it's all working together and collaborating in the best way that we possibly can.
Brilliant. Thanks, Stephen. And I've got a finale question now, a couple of finale questions for all of you. So I'll start with Stephen, seeing as we're with you already. What do you consider to be the greatest challenge for agriculture this year?
May I have two, Jade?
Go on then. As soon as you're the CEO.
I think undoubtedly, from a practical point of view, farm inflation. I mean, we've had a very high period of inflation. We know that commodity prices have softened over the last few weeks. But the need for greater working capital is something that we've all got to be really conscious of. And I think that's something to be aware of. But from a sort of basis perspective, it's keeping our knowledge up to date and keeping aware of the changes that are happening and that professional development.
Brilliant. Thanks, Stephen. Andy? We'll come back to you, Andy. Teresa?
I think for me, it's very similar to Stephen. It's about working out. We've got a lot that's been announced in the last few weeks, in terms of the new SFI standards, as we've talked about, Jade. We've got the Environmental Improvement Plan with some really significant targets for improving river water quality, for hedgerow restoration, woodland planting. But for me, I think our challenge as an industry, which is a massive opportunity, is really to work out how to achieve the best outcomes for your farm business, for that of your clients, both in terms of the arable cropping, the agriculture, horticulture that's going on, but the farm business itself, and for that farmed environment, and how we can make the most of all those opportunities, but bring it back to that business level.
Brilliant. Did you have one for us, Andy?
I did. Yes, of course I did. Yes. It's a slightly off the wall, really, but labour, security of labour is a big issue going forward for across the whole sector, whether you're milking cows, whether you're lifting sprouts, cutting broccoli, whether you're a spray operator or whatever it may be, security of labour, or an abattoir worker for that matter. You know, security of labour in these difficult times since the big word, the Brexit word, it's been challenging, hasn't it? And I think it will remain challenging depending on how they work out with visas and stuff like that. So, I think that's going to be a big challenge for this year and potentially in the next few years.
Definitely, yeah. So lots of challenges coming up. I think I'd agree with obviously keeping up to date. Everybody's got their day-to-day tasks that they're doing every day, and trying to make time to actually just keep up to date with what's going on is quite crucial. So we'll finish on a happier note of things to look forward to. So what should basis members be looking forward to in 2023? What should top things look forward to, Teresa?
Well, I think I'm picking up on Andy's point, either to recruit somebody and to really importantly retain your staff. I think the top thing really should be to think about doing a course, you know, potentially that's an existing one, potentially that's a new one, and or engage in your CPD, really make the most of the CPD. There's lots of opportunities out there. You can go to one of the shows we've talked about, you can do a webinar, you can read a book, you can do a training course and really get that knowledge and look to those skills for the future.
Brilliant, Andy.
I think it's just picking up from what Teresa just said. I think it's about going out and attending the events, getting to meet people, coming to meet us on our stands. We'd love to see you. We'd love to meet you. We'd love to find out how you're getting on, what sort of challenges you're facing, and also, you know, some of the good times that you've had and you know, the positives for the sector as well. And I think that's really important. We'd love to see you. We'd love to share that with you at Sprays and Sprays and Cereals and Llama and Crop Tech and so on. So, yeah, that's a highlight.
Fantastic. Thanks, Andy and Stephen.
We're going to have two again, Jade. I think if you haven't logged into Basic Classroom, do. I think you'll really enjoy it if you haven't experienced. And if you've already been on it and you know, making the most of the use of the courses, there's going to be great new content coming down the road from that perspective. And the second one is we always like to hear from members, just reiterating really what Teresa and Andy have already said. And we will be surveying our members again this year. We do it every 2 years, the biennial survey. And if you do get that call from one of the team who'll be calling you, please do get involved, because we want to make sure that this organisation is 100% reflective of its membership.
Brilliant. Yeah, thank you all very much. It's a very exciting time. Loads to get involved with, like you've all said. For me, Basis Classroom is great. I love logging in as soon as the new classroom courses get released. Always go and have a check of that. But thank you all for joining us today. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Jade.
I hope that all of our listeners have enjoyed this month's episode and that all of our Basis members are excited for the developments that we continue to make. You can claim one personal development CPD point for listening to this episode by going to your members area on the Basis website, clicking submit CPD points and typing Agronomy Matters Basis Special into both boxes before clicking submit. Alternatively, you can email us with this information, so that's Agronomy Matters Basis Special to cpd@basis-reg.co.uk. Thanks for joining us for Agronomy Matters.